Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The new phones are in. We're going to beta test them live on the air. How exciting. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:21. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And, you know, the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, so please don't be one of those. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And Francis, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. I love our president, but I'm upset with a decision that he's about to make. He's going to allow 600,000 Chinese students into our country so that the education people will not lose their colleges. He said that they're going to go bankrupt if he doesn't let these students in. I think this is a bad, bad decision. We just busted somebody in our military for who was Chinese, trading secrets to Chinese. It's a conflict of our interests. We're trying to get people out of here, not bring these folks in. These folks have ulterior motives. Their airframes already look like our airframes. I mean, I'm so worried about this whole situation here with him allowing these 600,000 Chinese students in just to save educational, you know, colleges. It's just not right. And I implore everybody to call their congresspeople and put a stop to these people coming into our country. We need to close our doors and not allow these folks to get in and educate our own people.
I'm with him on this.
I am. And here's why. Why are we rewarding one of our biggest, you won't call them enemy. They're not our enemy per se in the you know, historical sense, but they're a competitor of ours, and they're very much an antagonist of ours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I 877-975-9825. Thought I'd get that in there first. But, yeah, the point I was trying to make is rewarding them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I see as kind of maybe the backstory. What President Trump is saying about these other schools, you know, wouldn't be full and wouldn't make it.
Right.
I don't believe that for 1 minute. Not for 1 minute. I don't see that happening. However, there might be some statistical stuff there. But I think what the bigger deal is, this is a bargaining chip that he's using with President Xi. That's what I think. I think that he basically maybe traded chips temporarily for college admissions. And, yeah, is there wisdom in that? Is that a good move? Does that benefit us in the short term until we can get up and running? Possibly. I mean, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but it's very difficult to. I mean, Chinese nationals in our country, to that degree, that many, That doesn't make me comfortable.
No.
All right, let's. What do we got on the air here?
Steve,
you're on the air. What's bugging you?
You know, when you're a national legislator, when you're in the federal legislator position, I should be, whether I'm in your district or not, able to send you an email. But the way the system's set up, they ask you for your zip code. You put it in, you're not in district, you can't send an email. When you're proposing legislation that affects areas outside your district, why is that even allowable that we can't? I mean, I get that there would be hundreds of thousands of correspondence that you'd have to weed through to find out the ones that do affect you, but, you know, this Randy Fine thing with changing a big area to protect springs into national forest is a bunch of garbage, and I've been trying to get copies of the documents that he's sending forward, and the office has been unresponsive. And trying to send an email to a legislator, even though they're not, you're not in district, should not be, there shouldn't be a firewall that goes up automatically just because you're not in district.
And yeah, yeah, no, I agree with that.
I've never heard that of you.
No, I did send an email like to the State Department over something, and I have no idea. Usually they give you a receipt of, we got it, and we'll get back to you or whatever, and I never even got that. And it was kind of a convoluted process, like, is there ever anybody who actually looks at this?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, in the future, it'll all be AI anyway.
Yeah.
Only AI reads the emails.
Well, the good news is with AI, you won't even have to write the email because they'll be able to read your mind. Right? I mean, this stuff. Oh, I've got a terrible AI story that I'll share with you coming up in a little bit, and I guarantee you that that will bug you. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Well, the endless parade of wokeism, but we won a victory over Cracker Barrel. They're trying to go woke or go broke, like you say, Bob, and after losing tons of money in the stock market, they bring back the old man in the Cracker Barrel. I thought that's great. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Yep.
Did I do this right?
Yeah. I don't know. We're just figuring these things out as we go.
Yeah, if we hang up on you, we apologize. They're new phones, new technology, and you know how that works.
Yeah, you have to push more buttons than we did before.
Corporate, that was Greg dot Cassidy.
Now I'm locking their emails. I'm
or just
like
send it to the team at
the team, yes.
Odyssey. It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show, and South Korea, they were afraid they were going to have a Zelensky moment.
Ooh.
I think you know what that means. Well, I'll explain and share the story with you next on 97.3 The Sky.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.